ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, top of the hour, 801 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Longhorn Scott is here. I think it's Longhorn Scott. Do we know? It always says Longhorn.
I went out there and asked to make sure because I wasn't sure as well. And apparently I got some information about the interaction between him and the intern.
What was the interaction?
Well, she didn't find it very polite.
Longhorn Scott, a guy named Longhorn Scott, was not quite polite with the intern. Okay.
Allegedly.
Well, let me confirm that, but let me explain to you why, okay? I was going to ask you, and I'm glad you brought this up proactively, kind of beat me to the punch, because the first thing I want to bring up was, do we know where your call screener went to college?
Why where? Is that important?
Where?
Well, do we know?
Oh, no, we know. Do you know? Okay, ask our intern where.
I don't know. Why? What happens?
Why does this matter?
Yeah.
So she says, who is this? I'm like, it's Longhorn Scott. Who? I go, Longhorn Scott. She goes, what is that? I go, like Longhorns, like the University of Texas and Scott. And but I think before that I said, are you? And she goes, can you spell that for me?
She said you were mumbling.
Because she can't.
Because you're mumbler.
People having a,
you're mumble rap.
She's not used to people having
yeah, young
like
Joker.
A nickname, probably.
That, well, have we not heard Scott rap before? Is that not mumble rap?
Did you sound like this on the air?
Let me hear.
Jack used to be. He's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves. Coming to town with bad ideas. I'm running his mouth like he got diarrhea. Jack used to be. He's known around the league as a stone-cold sucker who will feel your needs. Feeling kind of down, a little low. He got a Bible verse that'll soothe your soul. When it's time to stop the record, restart the show. He hired a Patriot and it's all over. Go. But wait, what's that? Deshaun wants out. The franchise quarterback we dreamed about. Oh, Cal, now the fans want out. They go to games and they scream and shout. Jack used to be. He's a busy bee. He always got tricks up both his sleeves. Are coming to Cal with bad ideas. Are running his mouth like it got diarrhea.
Maybe that you sounded like that last part.
Nobody
could
understand
time.
That. Mumbles.
Hey, so, you know, I know this is the first time I've ever called in and whatnot and interacted with a call screener. You know, oh, wait, scratch that. It's been hundreds of times, right, over the years. And that's the first time I ever had anyone ask me that. So my response was, are you bleeping kidding me?
Do you think that's necessary?
God.
Is that
God,
necessary?
It's an intern like that.
All right.
They just asked. She didn't understand what you said.
Yeah. How about that? How about stop mumbling?
Hey, look, I guess things are tough because when someone has to have, they know what the word Longhorn is, right? Okay, you didn't understand it. We got that established. And now I got to spell that to you for you? Okay.
She said you were mumbling. Come
on. She said you were mumbling. Yeah, and we proved it with
I
your rap.
Mumbling. I was mumbling like the universe. Anyway,
I'm
the one with the shortcoming here. Okay, but anyway, the reason I called is, John, can you imagine Lance in Poland in about 1940? I think it goes something like this. Everyone, ride on the train. Get your bags. Just a short ride on the train.
Oh, yeah, the old Nazi... The old Nazi COVID vaccine comparison.
Going for a weekend retreat, man. It's just no big deal. Everybody get on. Like, what are you waiting for? Let's go. Why are you fighting
it? It was so dangerous. I'm waiting. I feel like I'm close to death after I had the COVID vaccine.
Poland Jew references.
We're done. You're going Nazi.
Wow.
You're Nazis. You're cussing out our interns. I mean, come on, dude. Be better. Do better, Scott. We've known you a long time.
Wow.
This is a bad set of circumstances. You can disagree with me on that. Stop making Nazi references. This is real simple. If you want to play professional sports, they have things in place. There have been people who have died. Unless you just think that's all a trick, too. 9/11 was a trick, and the moon landing's a trick, and COVID's been a trick, and
school shootings are a trick.
Unless you're just that guy, then Alex Longhorn Alex Jones, then that's fine. But I don't think this is crazy to say that professional sports, where this is where you will lose $1.6 million, you know, it's a thing. You need to maybe reconsider it. If you don't have, if you don't want to get the vaccine, that's fine. But you do have to suffer the consequences. And in this case, it's John Rahm being knocked out this, you know, when he had that kind of lead. But I mean, regardless, we could argue that back and forth. You don't cuss at our interns, and try to keep Nazi Germany out of a vaccine discussion. That's a little, that's a little much about what we were discussing.
Yeah, that was.
But really, frankly, I'm more upset about that you cussed out an intern because she didn't understand what Longhorn Scott. In her world, she probably doesn't have people who have nicknames for themselves like that.
Well,
that's
maybe,
a radio thing.
And maybe she's not from here, from Texas, and doesn't really give a rat's ass about a Longhorn or an Aggie or anything like. Maybe, I don't know. It doesn't matter. You don't drop F-bombs on interns.
No.
Yeah. And he talked about it like, yeah, I said it. Well, you shouldn't be proud of saying
that. Are you a bleeping?
You shouldn't be proud of that.
Jose wants to talk about the vaccine. Hey, Jose. Oh, dude.
What's up, Jose?
Good morning, guys.
You there? What's up, man?
Yeah, no. So, look, I'm not upset of what he said about we're scared or anything like that. I'm not scared of no chip or anything like that. I don't ever take the vaccine. My question to him is, to Dale, I believe it is, what good am I going to do by me getting vaccinated? How am I going to help you? If I'm not vaccinated, I'm not helping myself. That's on me. That's my problem. But if I don't get vaccinated, how am I going to hurt somebody else?
Well, that's tell him, Dale.
Why are you doing this? It's like you're forcing me. You know?
Jose, it wasn't me who
yeah,
had,
I'll tell
who
you
had
how,
wait a minute, how you're hurting other people?
I'll tell you. Because
people who get vaccinated are going to be and test positive. Are going to be disqualified from participating because you aren't vaccinated.
Even though they won't have the effects because they're vaccinated.
They're not. Yeah,
they
won't get the effects. You listen. John Rahm didn't have any effects either. He was like I didn't even know I had it.
Wait for it.
Yeah,
it could be 3 days later.
It could possibly come.
Laying in.
And
the
oh,
bed.
By the way, there's all kinds of players coming out. Myles Garrett this week as well has said, "Wow, it really got me down. I didn't realize how much." That got me down. But neither here nor there. Jose, you not protecting yourself hurts me as an athlete because I have to worry about you getting sick. When if you get vaccinated, then none of us have to worry about it. So that's where you're hurting. That's where you're hurting people who aren't when you don't get vaccinated. So, and especially in close contact. Now, golf, you're... Who's near John Rahm? You know what, John Rahm? Stay away from everybody. They had a tournament this year where guys who tested and came back, they had to play by themselves early. They should have done that with John Rahm. You play by yourself. That's all. How about that? You stay away from your caddy, 6 feet from your caddy, toss him the ball, caddy tosses the ball back. Everybody stay away from John Rahm, at least 6 feet. No close contact. John Rahm, you're winning. John Rahm would have gone on to win this thing going away, and instead he loses money because there are people out there that aren't vaccinated.
We've talked about it quite a bit. Do you think once football season begins, testing will continue?
I think it's got to stop. I really do. I think it's got to stop. You know what? You're putting yourself at your own risk, on you.
The answer would be no if they can get to a certain rate.
Yeah.
But they can't get a certain rate. You have to pay people to get.
Well, what's the difference if it's one guy or 10 guys that could catch it? Then what's the difference of what the rate is?
Well, because if the rate gets to a certain number, there's a greater likelihood that you have some level of herd immunity. I'm not saying
herd immunity doesn't happen within a team. I mean, if one guy doesn't get vaccinated, he could catch it, and he's putting himself at risk.
But it's no different than.
You know what? Then you took that on yourself.
Hold on, it's no different than a flu in the standpoint of, I usually don't get flu vaccines.
I don't. Right?
I usually don't get flu, but there's enough who do. Now I'm maybe going to rethink that. But there's enough
who people
don't get,
still get the,
because people do get it, and so it protects others. I got the...
It really doesn't, because the flu still is the flu, and you still catch it.
Yeah, I can tell you this. I've had
flu before.
It doesn't
kill you, though, so that's the difference.
Flu was not as brutal as...
Well, it doesn't kill you. It killed people. It has killed people.
But coronavirus is a big... I got a pretty good ass kicking from coronavirus. My friend McCool probably should have been in a hospital, but he was in Belize.
Well, we know people.
My uncle, 7 months on a... Yeah. Or my wife's uncle, seven months on a ventilator. And I know two people who died in California. So
I know a couple of people that died here.
I think
that we know outside, real well.
We can debate, but we all get bigger deal than the flu. It can kill you. My thought is, will leagues say, look, what will leagues do to try to keep their games from getting canceled going forward?
That's the discussion.
Yeah. Not what you think.
I don't care.
I don't care about your personal choices.
We've done that for over a year.
Listen, even with positive tests now, don't cancel games. Guys got to sit.
If a guy has a vaccine,
we're not canceling.
This is what I'm saying. Well, baseball, they haven't had the same problems, thankfully, in this season. But when football rolls around, are they going to tell guys, look, you're vaccinated and someone on your team has COVID, you can play. If you're not vaccinated and someone has on your team has COVID, you came in close contact, you can't play.
If you get enough people with vaccines on it, then they should treat it just like they treat. In basketball, when there's a stomach bug that goes through somewhere and you got three guys out, hey, I guess you got to play with these six guys. And this is the way it goes in the NBA. The Rockets had a situation this year it was COVID related when guys were out. But this isn't the first time where we've seen where guys like, oh man, there's flu-like symptoms going through the Ravens and we don't know which guy. They should treat it like that at some point because most NFL people are getting the vaccine that I know of. So if you get a high enough number, it should be treated like the flu, where you get flu-like symptoms. Okay, that sounds like you shouldn't be playing.
See, I don't know that. I don't know that that's the truth, though. I don't know that most teams are have hit that standard that they're looking for. As a matter of fact, I know it hasn't. And as a matter of fact, these assistant coaches are getting threatened. You don't get then. Guess what? You don't get to be in the room.
I don't think there's a lot of assistant coaches that have not been vaccinated.
I think there's
more pressure on the coaching staff. Plus, the coaching staffs a lot of times are getting older anyway. They're going to be 40 plus for the most part, many of them into their 60s. A lot of those guys aren't taking a lot of chances.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
812 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We haven't even met. Look, we got a full board to talk about this thing. So people want to talk about it, okay, but we definitely have to touch on the NBA playoffs. And one of the reasons that I say that is because I'm talking about the best goal in the market right now, and that is the hoops goal. And if you want your kid to make a bajillion dollars in the NBA, well, then they've got to start playing, right? Especially at a young age. And if you have a kid that's at a young age and you staple that 10-foot goal to the garage, guess what that kid's going to do? Nothing. Never going to play, going to be inside playing video games because he can't enjoy the goal. Now, you want to have that kid enjoy the goal? Well, lower it so that he or she can actually make baskets. They can actually have some fun on it. They can actually practice dunking. As short, as slow, and as little as they jump, it doesn't matter. They can still dunk on a hoops goal because it lowers that low. And they can actually enjoy it. Dad, we want a hoops goal where we can have fun. And mom will love it, too, because it's got curb appeal like no other goal. It's the best goal in the market. It's not even arguable. And you want the kids to have fun. Go find out for yourself. Go to ProDunkHoops.com and see all the kids just enjoying it. What you'll see is a bunch of pictures of kids dunking. At ProDunkHoops.com, that's ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:16 on ESPN 97.5. We got a full board. People want to talk about this thing. 713-780. Now, Jose's already been on, right?
Well, there are multiple Jose's. I don't know which one this is, though.
It was in the same spot. I'm not sure that he'd already
been. Oh, yeah, he's been on hold for a long. Yeah, he's on hold. That's a different guy.
That's
the same guy, excuse me.
He's already been here. So let's get other guys in here. They have some thoughts. Well, Chuck wants to talk about the Astros. I do, too. Well, there are some things we haven't even touched on with the Astros yet. What do you say, Chuck?
Well, first of all, I'm Pietro. The lady just called me Chuck. That's okay. That's okay. Just wanted to talk about the Astros and say, is Garcia okay? I didn't know that Dusty was a doctor, too, to let us know that he had a little cold. A little cold. I don't know if it's a little cold. I hope no one else gets checked over there.
Yeah, Luis Garcia apparently had, he was coughing on the mound, so Dusty talked about how he was a little ill. That's why he only went to six.
Oh, six?
Yeah.
Oh, just six? With one earned run, another quality start, another win, five straight wins for Luis Garcia? Oh! I mean, I want to tell you, you want to talk about a tough decision. I don't know that I take Luis Garcia out of this rotation right now. Especially, Urquidy did not look good. Odorizzi did not look good. Urquidy obviously is trying to make his way back, and so does Odorizzi. I get it. But I don't know how you pull Luis Garcia out of this rotation.
You don't. Right now, he's your behind Fromber. He's your best pitcher. Well, Fromber and Zach. No, you don't. You don't. Garcia's balling.
He is balling.
Five straight great starts. Absolutely not. Now, case closed. Garcia's in. Odorizzi goes to the pen.
And can you tell me why Chaz McCormick wouldn't start every game in center field?
No. There's starting to be more and more issues. Can somebody explain that building up.
I mean, another home run, more RBIs for McCormick, Straw making mistakes again.
He does produce runs relative to his at-bats.
And I guess the defense isn't as good with McCormick. I guess. I mean, we've seen Miles Straw. How many balls does he have to drop before we go, well, he's not really a great center fielder. I mean, he can run to balls, but he's got straight line speed, but he doesn't have the hand eye.
Right. The bigger picture, though, is that you've got Garcia right now pitching at a really high level, frankly. I mean, five starts in a row like this, he can get deeper into games. I mean, relative to today's brand of baseball, it's Stanek. You know, it's hard for Stanek to get through multiple games without giving up a run now, it just seems like, even though he's got a big arm. But Brooks Raley, the good news is Brooks Raley, third straight appearance without giving up a run. I want to say without giving up a hit, but without giving up a run. And then you have Ryan Pressly got you there. So that was good. Mm-hmm. And then you're, you know, Kyle Tucker. This is something else. Kyle Tucker. The stories right now are the emergence of Kyle Tucker based on last year. Now, I know he emerged at the end of last year, but the fact he's doing it again this year makes you feel like, okay, this is just who the guy is. McCormick, it's nice that he produces some runs. Jose Altuve, it's great to see him back. We panicked a little bit after last year. The guy couldn't throw it to first. Has not been an issue. His hitting was a concern. Hasn't been an issue this year. And then Luis Garcia's emergence has been awesome. There's some really good things happening right now with the Houston Astros. You still don't have Yordan, you know, back in his terrifying mode that he was in just a little bit before he was hurt. But the Astros are, I think, in pretty good shape from a pitching standpoint other than the bullpen. But it's going to – now, Odorizzi, I get – Jackie's been making this – so one of the listeners has been making this argument that and actually Clint did too, that you don't have a pitcher who's thrown enough innings in Garcia – to trust that he can just roll through an entire year and put that many innings on his arm. And their argument is young pitchers are going to be gassed by the end of the year. My argument is this is their job. If Odorizzi's not good at his job, you can't keep throwing him out there and saying, well, this is just for the team. This is best for the team if Luis Garcia goes to the bullpen. No, I mean, honestly, it's not. Honestly, not
if you're not getting starts. Not if you're getting this. Speaking of Raley, 9 of his last 11 outings, he has not given up a run.
Wow, it's that long.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, he's...
Well, okay, but
he gave up a three spot, and he's given up one.
But what about inherited runs?
That's another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing. But in 9 of his last 11, he has not given up an earned run. His own earned run. He has not had an earned run charged against him, let's put it that way. So he has been much better. Taylor... We'll see what happens there. we'll this bullpen hopefully is running into shape, and hopefully when you know and McCullers is back out there, we'll see what decision they make. I don't want Luis Garcia out of the rotation right now. I just don't think that's smart. What's best for the team is Luis Garcia starting. That's what's best for the team. LSU Brian wants to get in here. What do you say, LSU Brian?
What's going on, guys? So I'll start off with Miles Straw. Man, you have Miles Straw. I got some on the vaccine, but y'all got on the Astros topic, so I'm going to say something about that right now. You got Straw because he's one of the fastest guys there is. But the dude uses his speed to get home the other day, but he's a freaking knucklehead and doesn't slide, so he's causing more trouble than good. I just say you got to take the guy out. But as far as the vaccine, I'm not taking the vaccine, but that's just because I don't trust it yet. You know, maybe later on I will after we see more out of it. But what does money do? Money talks. You do things you normally wouldn't do for money. And like Lance said, these sports billion-dollar business, look, if they lay down rules and it goes against what you normally would do, well, hey, it is what it is. If my job made me take a vaccine, well, that's my livelihood. That's my money. I'm going to take it. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the problem with that right now in the NFL and everybody. So for just saying, hey, take it or you can't work here. Is God forbid something happens to you because you took out the vaccine? Suppose you have a bad reaction. Suppose that allegedly one person has died. I don't know. I'm not getting into all that conspiracy stuff. But God forbid something happens that now my job forced me to get that. Guess what? I own that business now. My family owns that business because you forced me to take something that hurt me.
But that's not happening in the NFL. So
what I'm saying.
Where's that happening?
Force, no. If my boss forced me to do that. Well, the NFL is more or less putting a gun to these coaches'
heads. He said
heads.
Money talks. He said if it gets into my livelihood, then I would.
That's right.
But it's not. You just have to.
Well, it kind of is.
Treated,
if the NFL is saying assistant coaches can't even be in the building.
They're not saying that.
They're saying you have to be Zoom. You can't be in the same room with guys.
No.
Can't be on the field.
Right. You have to always have the same testing standards. We got this in our NFL email. It's not all that stuff. You can have. It's going to be the same. You're going to be on the same protocol that they were under that, which is not you are on the same field. You'll have to wear a mask. You have to get tested and swabbed every day. It's not that everything has to be Zoomed. That's an overstatement because we got the
assistant
whole list.
Coaches from at least four NFL teams are refusing to get a right. COVID, banning them from the field, meeting rooms, and direct interactions with players. You can't do your job. You can't be on the field. They're banning them from the field. That is
okay.
An either or.
Where do
for
you
these
see that?
Coaches.
Because they were on the field
Tom
last
Pelissero
year.
Tom Pelissero.
Okay, they were on the field last year.
Well, they're changing the rule.
Are they changing it? Or are they maintaining the same standards
to get
they had last
tier
year?
One standards, banning them from the field if they don't get a first shot by the end of the week. Guess what? You're putting yourself in harm's way if you're the NFL and something. God forbid something happens to those coaches that get the vaccine.
It won't.
No, I know. I know. But you're still putting yourself.
We like to throw that tiny little thing. Like God forbid that happens.
But that's
it's not going to.
But that's what is keeping. And I'm sure lawyers are saying, wow, this is really an either or for these assistant coaches now. You put them in an untenable position because they can't do their job.
Take Moderna, do messenger RNA. You're going to be fine. It doesn't even mess with the DNA strands. It doesn't interact with DNA strands. I mean, if you really look into this stuff, this is why the NFL is saying this stuff. This is why the CDC says, hey, you can take your mask off, actually. If you've been vaccinated, you can take your mask off. Because you think they're the most worrywart, they're the most safe people in the. And if CDC says you can take your mask off, you've been vaccinated. What kind of info do you think they have? The studies were a massive.
I'm not arguing.
I want to keep. You're right. But my focus is if the NFL is saying that, then they are basically saying. So what you're saying? Okay. So what Pelissero is saying is they're not doing what they did last year.
No, they're taking it a step. They're kicking it up. You can't be on the field.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, because you might give it to players.
Swab.
Or whatever.
Do the same thing you did last year when you kept your when you.
But again, if players shouldn't be worried about it because if they're vaccinated, I don't care if you
swab
got
swab and mask.
I don't care if you
swab
got
and mask.
All right, 713-780-3776.
It ain't the coaches, John, that they're worried about. It's the guys who play. The,
yeah. That's exactly right. Alex is, of course, if coaches get it, like the Yankees, all their coaches. But you know what happened with the Yankees? Seven Yankee coaches got it. You know what happened? Nothing. They didn't lose a game. Get out of here, coaches. Bye. See ya. Camp coach. Alex is here. What do you say, Alex?
Hello?
Yeah. What do you say?
I was just calling because the PGA did actually release a rule saying that if you were fully vaccinated and proved that you were fully vaccinated, they actually won't test you. So if that golfer was fully vaccinated, he would have never got tested to be kicked out or sent home from the tournament testing positive.
That's smart. That is really smart. If you're vaccinated, that you don't get to, and that, you know what, that should happen in the NFL as well.
That should be your
that's your
incentive. Hey,
I think it is in the NBA, right? I think that is in the NFL. I don't think you have to get tested if you're vaccinated. I'm pretty sure that's one of the. That's
there's
one
no
of the
more
modes.
Testing for you. Hey, yeah. That should be just not getting that swab up the nose.
Yeah, that should be.
Or in Japan,
enough.
Where do they put it though?
Was it China or Japan?
It was China.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about where they put it, okay?
Yeah.
It's not a great place, unless you like that sort of thing.
No. And speaking of Japan, Yuka Saso won yesterday the Women's U.S. Open. Yeah.
Youngest to ever do it, right?
I think she was like the same exact age, if I'm not mistaken. Yuka Saso, double bogey, a little upset. Blah, 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 blah. Actually, but did you see Lexi? Lexi shoots 75 and misses the playoff by one stroke.
Lexi who?
Lexi Thompson. She fell apart on the back. She went 5 over on the back to lose the U.S. Open. Holy crap. She matched 2008 winner Inbee Park as the youngest U.S. Opens winner champion at 19 years, 11 months, and 17 days. Wait a minute. They were both 19 years,
same
11
age
months,
by
and
the
17
day?
Days?
Wait a minute. We got to know which one was born first then. What hour? We got to know who's the youngest.
Who's the youngest?
If we're going that far.
Well, yeah. If we're
going by the day, let's find the hour.
She was born at 7:57 as opposed to 6.
Time zones make
59.
One was born in Japan. What was the other one born?
Well, we don't know.
Time zones mean a thing.
Inbee Park. Not sure.
Is that Korean?
Korean.
I don't know what time zone.
No one knows, though.
Nah, you can look it up. It's pretty easy.
No, I'm pretty sure no one knows. It's impossible to find out where
Inbee
Park is from. No, it's impossible. And by the way, big ups to Patrick Cantlay, who I had on my fantasy team this week.
Who was that? Did he win because John Rahm couldn't win?
He won because John Rahm. And Morikawa finished second, who I also had. So good big ups to me. But 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5. NBA playoffs on the other side. And then we still haven't talked about the cheater Gerrit Cole yet.
Ooh,
so
and,
we got
an MLB player called him out specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
finally, the worms turn a little bit where, of course, the general public has literally doesn't care at all about.
That's the problem.
About the goop. You can throw a handful of monkey poo on a baseball at the batter and they'd be like, hey, there's a difference between cheating and trying to get an advantage. It's not the same what the Dodgers and Yankees are doing as the Astros because the trash can and not the thing on the ball.
Well, we got to do that. And Dave Roberts, by the way, the cheating Dodgers, he came out on it too. Dave Roberts had some things to say.
Oh, good. Can't wait to hear what Dave has to say.
How we can't really police that, so we got to stop.
Yeah.
Because Clayton Kershaw, the back of his hat isn't really a lot darker with all that crap he puts on it. 829 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now about my man, Jeff Aronoff. Absolute Marble and Granite. And Absolute Marble and Granite is a place that you make all your stuff better. If you don't put money into your home or your business, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to get any money out of your home or your business. If you're not going to, that's right, people are going to stop coming to your business or your home because, you know what, it's gross. How about if you please upgrade? In how many years has it been since you've done anything major? How about putting in new flooring? How about putting in new countertops, cabinets, everything? Jeff Aronoff, I know it's Absolute Marble and Granite, but Jeff Aronoff will redecorate, redo entire homes, rooms, bathrooms, outdoors, whatever it is. Jeff Aronoff, it's what he does every single day. He actually, I mean, dude is getting huge. I mean, he's doing entire hotels with all their countertops or all their vanities. And that is just – and all over the country, not just here. But he's a Houston guy, and he wants you to have your home look as good as it possibly can. But all you got to do is call him, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. You want to make that house or business much better. Absolute marble and granite.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. ESPN
97.5. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lolo.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:32. On ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us. All right, so the Mavs have work to do. And I heard Jay Will this morning talking about their work is getting rid of Porzingis.
Game 7, the Clippers. Clippers got off to a great start. Then the Mavs ended up overtaking them in the second half. And then the Clippers ended up winning very comfortably. So in the second half, went over the total of 104.5. Now,
what does that have to do with the?
No, just for people who are curious, both halves went over.
Did this come up?
I think on the show before.
No, it didn't.
So when you look at what happened in this series, though, you know, we hear all this stuff. LeBron's got to get help. Well, that's all we heard in Cleveland, right? LeBron's got to get help. And he did need help, and that's why he super teamed it. We hear that with Dame Lillard. We're starting to hear it a lot more. He's got McCollum, who is a good player, but Dame needs more help. Y'all need to, especially after this year. Dame, y'all got to help Dame out. The guy who needs the most help, and this is, there was actually a team that was pretty decent that LeBron had. It's just that they were kind of capped out. There wasn't a lot of room to maneuver. But when LeBron was a Cleveland Cavalier, they got to the finals, and they had a team that was okay. They had an okay team. I would argue it was better than what Luka has at, even though you can say what you want about Hardaway and Porzingis, they also gagged in a big Game 7. But Luka Doncic right now is as impactful as just about any player in pro basketball.
That said, had 46, and they just handed to him.
But that just shows how much help, not just 46, he had 14 assists too. Huh. He was responsible for over 75
points. Well, the last guy
points.
That we saw do it by himself really was Dirk.
Correct.
Yeah,
Dirk also there.
Yeah.
Jordan earlier in his career.
He didn't get to the top.
But when they were Scottie. Early. No, exactly. But early in his career, Jordan did it.
Yeah.
63 against the Celtics.
No. But I'm saying, Luka can't do it by himself.
You know
and here's the problem is Porzingis sucks.
Jimmy times Luke, I know, 0 for 5 for 3.
Well, look at the team.
He did
team.
Not go over 1.5 from 3 that year.
Huh, that's an odd what? Number to bring up. I don't know why anyone would be interested in that. Outside of Doncic and, Finney Smith, those two combined for 9 of 18 from 3. The other Mavs went 2 of 18. That's how bad they shot. And Finney Smith isn't a guy you're going to look to shoot that well.
Luka did this against two of the premier defenders in the league. Luka scored 40 plus in 3 games.
And this is the other thing. Yeah, sure, Luka needs help, but in his 2 playoff series that he's played against the Clippers. You know, and much as we like to joke about the Clippers, they are supposed to be a finals team. Mm-hmm. That's the type of talent on that roster. So it wasn't like Luka got smoked by a 8 seed.
It was a team Atlanta. Intentionally tried to get to the Mavs, because they wanted to, avoid the Lakers, and it almost cost them.
It almost cost them. So, sure, Luka needs help. The other thing you would look at, I think I saw someone tweet out or point out that since Luka was drafted, since he started playing, the Mavs have added 2 players on the roster since 09, like 2 new players. Everyone else is that are actually contributing. Everyone else has been there. Like, they added Richardson. And there's one other player, I forgot who it was.
So 19, not 9.
Yeah, you're right, 19, not 9. So they haven't really done a whole lot to add to this roster. It's been practically the same roster since Luka got there. as far as contributors. So they haven't done enough. And it's funny. It's funny to watch people tweet, depending on what hive you're part of. Man, Luka needs more help. And the Trae Young people are like, excuse me, all the slander that Trae Young was getting, has he gotten to a second round and won a game that round before Luka's won a series?
Yeah, it's funny, though, because neither one has nothing to do with the other, though.
No,
they're both independent storylines.
It's the trade.
No, but Trae Young put this team on his back,
and they
though.
Were traded for each other, so that's
right,
why they
right.
connected.
Right, he got to beat the Knicks. That was awesome.
But who would you rather have?
You'd rather have Luka.
I'd rather have Luka, but Trae is a developing problem for the league.
Did you see him just
his
pull
distance,
up from
Trae Young
half
is
court?
Literally just, you know how baby hair, when you have baby hair, it gets real, like your baby, like a curly yeah. hair. There's a curly hair that's real soft for, that's what Trae Young's hair is like. He's like that type of curly hair Steph Curry. Because he's got the same range, he's got the same game. He's got tons of confidence. He's good with the floater. He can hit his little mid range. You know, he can get around the paint. Not quite the finisher, but getting there. I mean, Trae Young is a substantial problem right now.
Man.
His range is ridiculous. And then Luka right now doing what he was doing against Kawhi Leonard. I mean, does his step back the way he can get? An open shot, it's like, but his game is a complete game too. Like he's not the most athletic guy, and yet he can get a shot whenever he wants to. Luka is, it's 22.
So what do you think anybody, I mean, no one ever talks about, hey, let's go to Dallas. Let's all hook up in Dallas. You think that might be the case? Let's say Kawhi, let's say they don't get it done here.
Oh, I could 100% see that.
I could see that.
Here's
too.
Why. Because Porzingis they had to trade for, but everyone thought this was going to be, okay, here comes the Euro dynamic duel. And what Porzingis is soft. He's soft as baby flowers. Soft, soft, soft. He was soft with the Knicks and talented. He's come to Dallas, and now that he's definitely not the lead dog and he's number two, he is just really rolled into something, just a fluffy little pastry of nothing.
You
inside.
Can't get $30 million and average 13.1.
No, he's got, they got to get rid of
and
him.
And 5.4 rebounds.
They got to get you rid of him, take on a bad contract. And then start recruiting in free agency. But why would Kawhi not want to be down with Luka?
Well, why does anyone not want to go to Dallas? They don't have any success doing that.
No, but they have money. You have
well,
an owner
no,
who will do
one
everything.
One player
for you.
Changes that. Who would want to go to Milwaukee?
But who wants
because
to go to
Because you got one player changing.
Well, they traded for Drew Holiday. Now he signed an extension, but it's not. They're still not a free agent destination. But sure, well, Giannis is there and he wants to stay.
No.
But well, let's see. They haven't had much success attracting anyone there. They've all, like you said, they've had to trade for everyone. Will Kawhi want to spend his time in Dallas? Maybe, but Kawhi has titles. I don't know, multiple. So would playing with Luka be that attractive to him? I don't know. No one knows what Kawhi wants to do. Kawhi's the enigma of all. You can't predict what Kawhi wants to do. I don't know. But I don't think titles and playing with Luka is going to be that attractive to Kawhi because he already has his. You're going to have to find another young star. Maybe there's a young star out there who's in a situation. Well, would Bradley Beal want to go there? Possibly. He's not going to win in Washington.
Yeah, but Kawhi might too. We don't know. We have no idea.
That's what I said. Yeah. But I don't think the allure of titles would be enough. Kawhi better like Dallas.
Well, I think, well, is it the allure of not getting titles the reason he wants to get out of L.A.?
Well, he's not, well, he's, we don't know that he wants to get out of L.A.
Well, no. But if they don't win and he says, I can't do this here, I'm out.
That's his hometown, so that might be a pull enough to stay. So we don't know.
I can just tell you now, I don't think the city of Dallas is going to be a deterrent. I don't think Mark Cuban is a deterrent. I don't think all that money that they spend on the team is a deterrent. And I definitely don't think Luka is a deterrent. I don't see why Dallas wouldn't be the next big spot that you want to go unless you are a primary ball handler and you just think Luka is going to take it away from you. But Kawhi doesn't need that. Like and let's not act like Kawhi's the only free agent. Yeah, you got a chance. I think you realize, and Hardaway might end up being part of a trade piece if you want to get
a
trade
free
done.
Agent, so
he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. And by the way, Hardaway was the throw-in in that deal. Maybe not so much. Maybe he wasn't the throw-in. Least, maybe he was the player in that one.
At least they can expect him to be on the floor.
Yeah. 842 ESPN 975 713-780-3776 if you want to hang out with us. A bit of a controversy, or is it, in Major League Baseball? We will talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Lance, what about some insurance now?
TGS Insurance for homeowners. For those of you who have been rocking with the same homeowners insurance for about a decade, tell me how that feels whenever you take a look at what TGS is going to be able to get for you. And here's the thing. I know you're going to think, well, yeah, because it's a lesser insurance. And No. It's an A-rated insurance company because that's all they do business with. They aggregate a variety of A-rated insurance companies and underwriters and that oftentimes work for the bigger companies, you know, or insure the bigger companies. And what you end up getting is a discounted rate because they're all competing for your business. And you can get A-rated insurance like you have right now, get it at a competitive rate. I shouldn't even say discounted, an actual competitive rate, because what you're paying is a rate that continues to go up year after year after year. So there's a reason that the average savings ends up being usually $900 or more every for people who sign up annually. And my friends over at TGS Insurance can get you these awesome rates when you simply text the word money to 232323. Text the word money to 232323 or go to the website and you can get more information at tgsinsurance.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 844 ESPN 97.5. Nothing like two clowns on the radio, radio trying to tell everybody what's best for their health. How about you worry about yourself and quit telling everybody else what the CDC says? You don't want to listen to medical experts, but we're clowns. Okay. We're not trying to tell you, but
do whatever you want.
Do what you want. But
guess
what?
We're talking about sports right now.
We're talking about our leagues and being on the field. And you know what? You don't want to do it. Don't do it.
I hope you believe that the government's chipping you, or you want to let it go to version 3.0 before you take it. I don't care. As long as I wake up on a Saturday and not hear that the starting quarterback from insert team can't play, and it changes.
Then I bet on him already.
Well, that's what you guys do. But it changes the complexion of the entire game or season because he can't play. I don't care what you guys do. I just want college football to go off without a hitch. That's all. And if they have to implement rules that force people to do things, I don't care. I don't care about your personal freedoms in that case. Nothing to do with me.
Houston Methodist set today as the deadline for employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine or face losing their jobs. So, yeah, I don't know that we're the clowns telling everyone. Maybe businesses are. Maybe leagues are. I know we're clowns. I get why you think we're clowns.
I don't listen to any political. So if this is a political commentary feel a certain way because you're on a side of an aisle or whatever, I never listen to people who talk politically. I'm trying to talk about sports. These are guys who lost millions and millions, leagues who lost millions and millions. If they're serious about bringing their leagues back, if they're serious about having people in the stands, if they're serious about the entirety of sports coming back, I don't care what your own personal thing is. Take it, don't take it, get sick, don't sick. I really, honestly don't care what happens to you. It's not my ability. I don't know you. But what I am saying is if in our world, in the sports world, if you want to get back to being quote unquote normal and you want your millions, and if you're an owner and you want to make your billions and you want to do all this stuff and have everybody in the stands, there's a pathway to do it. And if you don't want to follow the pathway, then there are going to, you can't just have everything you want. I know in society we feel like it should be exactly how we want it all the time. They're telling you, this is the way we're going to go about this to get to this endpoint of having it like it was pre-2020.
Mm-hmm.
And you either roll with it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're saying. It's really that simple. This is what their business model is asking. And because they're a business, they do have the right to ask you to do that. They do. Same way we argue the point about, you know, on the Colin Kaepernick stuff initially, the kneeling stuff, they actually do have a business model where they don't have to hire Colin Kaepernick to be a quarterback. It's a business model where they get to make business decisions. you can be upset about it and you can call it collusion and all that stuff. But in business models, it's the owners who have the right to say, this is what we're going to do inside of our business model. Now, you can get on social media and be upset. Even if you have a point or whatever, it's their business and they can decide how to do it. Yep. And if that's what they're saying, then that's what has to happen.
All right. Let's talk about this baseball stuff going on now. Josh Donaldson came out and gave Gerrit Cole a fresh one. Apparently, he believes that Gerrit, there's a reason that spin rates are way, way down in Major League Baseball. With Trevor Bauer right now, holy crap. And Trevor Bauer has been outspoken in, oh, we need to, yeah, you need to stop foreign substances, everybody, because that's right, you're foreign substances, we don't do that. Oh, really? His four-seam fastball is minus 223 RPM since Major League Baseball.
They're checking gloves 8 to 10 times a game now. They're going to check players.
His changeup, his spin rate, down 328 RPMs. Every one of his pitches, his sinker, 240 RPMs ever since they've been checking. And an article out, I don't know which baseball honk it was, which one of them, which nerd it was that wrote it, but said baseball's, baseball's big problem is nobody cares. Nobody cares about this scandal. No, nobody cares. And that you have yourself a real, it's a real problem, this cheating. And oh, by the way, it's hurt the game because look at all the no-hitters now. You see all the no-hitters? Is there a reason that there's more no-hitters now than ever? Because guys got a better grip on the baseball and it's harder to hit? The approach is so stupid the way that they go about it now, but that's another story. That's another story. Here's the deal is guys that are cheating have been cheating for years and you've got to stop it. How about play the game on a level field? The hitters don't have pine tar all the way up their bat. They don't cork their bats, which was happening before. They cork their bats to get an advantage. And guess what? That was illegal. You get thrown out. That's what happened. If you use foreign substances and get a better grip on the baseball and throw it harder and the spin rate is greater, then you should be thrown out of the game, period. Play baseball. Have you ever heard of anything called fairness? Have you ever heard of playing, of honesty, of integrity? It is the most unbelievable sport for everything else. Win, 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 win. That's the truth. That is the truth. We don't care. Just win. We don't care what you do. Unless you bang trash.
Well, unless you win in a way we find that cross the line, some imaginary line we've drawn in the sand that everyone's convinced is the actual line, then we will crack down and shame you because the line is imaginary. You crossed it.
Yeah, Astros get shamed because they won a World Series, and everyone else who, like a spin rate that allows the ball to move and is more difficult to hit a baseball, that somehow is not considered, that somehow, and by the way, you can do this over who knows how many pitches and how many batters and how many starts, but this, and here comes the pitch, and you've got to disseminate and swing like that, and it wasn't on every pitch, by the way, and there's a series of signs that are being formulated, changed, altered, and you have to crack the code, and they can be changed at any time. But somehow, yeah, that is a way bigger advantage than somebody throwing a wiffle ball up there. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But you know what? Oh, well. I mean, we cared. It was so important, that baseball scandal. Man, the Astros, that trash can scandal was just, it's untenable. They're the worst people. They're cheaters. F.L. Tuve. They do that going into Madison Square Garden
into
now.
That's
a Knicks game.
The guys who brought Beltran's crooked little scheme to the Astros, the ones who have Gerrit Cole with the giant goop fest on the back of his hat and in his glove. Are we kidding? Is this a joke?
I don't follow baseball Twitter because I find all of them reprehensible. But just on ESPN and their top headlines on the baseball main page, not a mention of the MLB cracking down, not a story written about foreign substances. This is all coming from SI. Has our favorite Jeff Passan tweeted about spin rates and goop
stuff? It's not a big deal.
Be consistent. Are you sure he asked?
Oh my goodness, spin rate.
Well, hold on. Spin rate is literally everything. Launch angle and spin rate are literally everything now in baseball. Those two things. Spin rate to create the curve. That's why the curve made such a giant comeback over the last several years. Is because of the focus on spin rate.
And that tight slider.
And the data and tech. Yeah, breaking pitches. Launch angles. It's changed everything. StatCast has changed everything.
Yep.
They basically show you this is the swing that you need to have so that you can have the optimal opportunity to hit a home run. It's changed everything. Spin rate and your spin rate and your not only exit velo, but your launch angle for hits. So how people can act like it's not a big deal. And I don't know what Jeff Passan has or hasn't said about this.
At least not certainly since the story from SI. I'm back into early or late May and nothing. So certainly hasn't made the rounds at ESPN, it looks like. Hasn't become a thing for them.
No, they don't even know. They haven't heard of it yet. ESPN hasn't. There's no way to find out about the spin rate thing.
One of your competitors did a whole thing on it.
There's just no way to find out about it yet.
Okay. He reported
It's underground. No one's seen anything about this yet.
Okay. He reported stuff. He reported on March 24th. MLB's attempts to crack down on foreign substances are outlined in a memo obtained by ESPN. Among them, compliance officers will monitor, blah, blah, blah. They will take random sample, yada, yada, yada. The memo first reported by Joel Sherman, says this. And you know what he doesn't do? I've also noticed there's less complaining when DeGrom pitches. Steve Cohen says, Jacob DeGrom in his pitch, Bob Gibson, Pedro Martinez, arguably the two best seasons ever, and DeGrom is off to a better start. Okay, that was something totally different. I have not seen him. You're right. He mentions the news and the story. But did not mention anything else.
I would want to know.
Be consistent, guys.
Frankly, I would just want to know, because he goes to games and he's covering the league for ESPN. Has he asked anyone a question about it? Because if he did, it would be in one of his stories. And it doesn't even appear that it's a question he's asking.
It's not. What is wrong with you guys? You're spending so much time on something that's important. Underground. That no one has heard of.
No, but
you got to play the hits. We got to talk about trash can banging. That's important in baseball. Not this crap. With every hitter in Major League Baseball is affected by this, but it's not important. It's not important.
In the influx of no hitters by average pitchers?
Yes, by no name guys that burn well and Jacoby Harsington.
Jacoby.
I don't know
Kerry Brightside. Alexander Mickelson.
There's a Joe Musgrove.
Thomas Bunchtender.
Oh, yeah.
There's an actual name in there you can throw in there.
No, case closed. There's a Joe Musgrove in there and a Turnbull in there somewhere. Okay? We can't have. These are some of the all time greats that are throwing no hitters.
And a Wade Miley.
Case closed.
And Wade Miley got one.
857 ESPN.
We saw Wade Miley's act. You can't get a no-hitter if you're Wade Miley.
Yeah.
Mike Fiers has to.
You can get your Ford at Chastang Ford because it's the best place to get your Ford. Period. Exclamation point. I love the people, and you're going to love the people. And it's kind of a big deal that you trust the people, that you like the people, that they're working the hardest for you. When they were in there working that deal for me, I was like, oh, my goodness. Honestly, you will feel that way when they keep coming back and saying, we're getting this, and we're getting this for you, and we're getting this for you. Because they will do that for you like they do for everybody that they sell a car to. Be it a business or retail, it doesn't matter. Chastang Ford is working their hardest for you. And here's the thing. They just want you to get in that car at the price you have to get to. They're not going to upsell you. They're not going to put more stuff on. You get where you want to be every single time at Chastang Ford, and there's no dealer add-ons, and you'll love that. Right now, of course, it's difficult in the car business. Go order yours right now. Go online, and you can order everything that you want. That's the best way to do it, because you pay exactly what you want to pay for exactly what you want in that car or truck. So get online at ChastangFord.com or get over to the dealership and see these great people. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastang Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.